As we prepare our hearts for worship this morning, our call to worship is a little bit of participation. Psalm 136, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who by understanding made the heavens, who spread out the earth on the waters. Steadfast love endures forever. Who made the great lights, the sun to rule over the day, the moon and the stars to rule over the night. For his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate. For his steadfast love endured forever. And rescued us from our foes. For his steadfast love endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh. For his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. For his steadfast love endures forever." Would you pray with me? And Lord Jesus, in this week of Thanksgiving, that is our biggest thanks, that we have a God who has always and will always choose to love. Thank you that we have seen your goodness in our lives in countless ways up until now. And thank you that we will see more of your goodness in the days ahead. Thank you that your goodness and mercy will follow after us all of the days of our life. Thank you that no matter what we have done or not done this week, no matter how we have gone our own way and ignored your way, that again this morning we've already heard a dozen times, your steadfast love endures forever. You are still with us and you are still for us. Thank you that you're a God who chooses mercy and grace. Thank you that you're a God who chooses to be near to your children. Thank you that you're a God who fights our battles for us. Thank you that you are right here in this place. And so as we sing our songs to you this morning, would you hear it as songs of thanksgiving, gratitude, for you are worthy of all of our worship and all of our praise. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians, Chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. These are short verses, so by the time you get there, I'll probably have already read them. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God and Christ Jesus for you." Would you pray with me? And now, living God, as we turn to your word, would your spirit move freely among us? Open our hearts, open our ears, helping us hear whatever it is that you want us to hear. And so you might help us be whoever it is you want us to be. And so you might help us do whatever it is you want us to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 'Tis the season to talk about gratitude. Many of us will sit at a table on Thursday with family and friends, and before anyone gets to eat anything, unless you're one of those people that sneaks turkey bites along the way, but for most people, you won't be able to eat anything until everybody's gone around and said something for which they're grateful. One day a year, our entire nation really slows down with just this focus on simply giving thanks. It's one of my favorite holidays. Just so simple, so pure. Did you know that in Scripture, this practice of gratitude encompasses way more than just one out of every 365 days? The Bible mentions gratitude 157 times. And giving thanks separately 72 times. It's this recurring theme This seems to indicate that the people of God will be a people who live with gratitude. They will be a people who are quick to give thanks. We ask ourselves this Thanksgiving week, are we those kinds of people? Our verses this morning, the Apostle Paul says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. Always, continually, all circumstances. As far as Paul is concerned, this rejoicing, praying, giving thanks is actually the very posture that marks the Christian life. On good days and bad days, on mountaintops and in valleys, on Fridays, those are easier, and on Mondays, at Disneyland and in rush hour, in a cubicle and on the beach, when the bonus comes and when it doesn't, the people of God will be known by this posture of rejoicing always, praying continually, giving thanks in everything. Is that how we are known? If Paul can give thanks despite the many beatings his body has taken, despite those long nights that he endures in prison cells, if he's the one who can say, give thanks in all things, then surely we can too. I've told you one of my favorite stories of giving thanks before. I think maybe every Thanksgiving. My older sister, as a teenager, she went through this phase where nothing was ever right. I remember one day we were out to lunch eating tacos, and her taco fell apart, and she just about came apart with it. And for the rest of that meal, she was just complaining about everything, making the entire table nuts. So finally, my mom said, you know what? We are not leaving this restaurant until you say one thing about your taco that you are thankful for. It was like the standoff. 10 minutes later, my 16-year-old sister grumbled, I'm thankful that the lettuce is crispy. Turns out we can give thanks in all things. At our senior lunch just a couple weeks ago, we were remembering the story from Corrie Ten Boom, who her family was arrested in the Holocaust for trying to harbor Jewish people. And so she tells a story of her and her sister Betsy, and they are in the barracks at one of the concentration camps, and their barracks were just flea infested, as if being in barracks wasn't bad enough. And her sister Betsy was insistent on giving thanks for everything. She said, Corrie, the Bible says we've got to. She said, we've got to give thanks for everything, even for the fleas, Corrie. And Corrie thought her sister was ridiculous. She couldn't thank God for these fleas that were making their lives more miserable than they already are. But it turns out that every single night in those same barracks, Betsy and Corrie would gather the women together, and there they would have Bible study uninterrupted every single night. It became the highlight of their day. And Corrie overheard one of the guards one day talking about that barracks and why they refused to monitor it in the evenings. They said, are you kidding? We're not going in that place. It is infested with fleas. They got to worship because of those fleas. And Corrie learned that she could give thanks for all things. We can give thanks during rush hour. It could just be extra time to talk to God. We can give thanks when we get a promotion. And we can give thanks when we're asked to step down. We can give thanks for answered prayers. And we can give thanks for some unanswered prayers, can we not? I think back to 16-year-old Jamie and those boys in high school that I just had to marry. Please, God, please, God. Thanks be to God for answered prayers, right? Right. Oh, my goodness. Ups and downs, ins and outs, yeses and nos. We are called to give thanks in all things. Is that growing in you as you are walking with Jesus. We've got four invitations this morning that might help us give thanks in all things. We start off with the easiest, I think. We can thank God for the ways that he has worked his goodness in our lives. In Luke chapter 17, you've got that story where Jesus heals those 10 lepers. You know that one? And he tells them as he heals them to go to the priest so the priest can speak the actual rites of healing over them and they can be back in community. And so these 10 guys who have just been healed, they rush off so excited on this new lease of life that they've just been given. And one of the 10 gets a little ways down the road and then he realizes, wait a second, I didn't even tell him thank you. And so he turns around and he runs back and he finds Jesus and he gives him thanks. And Jesus says, your faith has made you well or whole. You see, before he was even grateful, Jesus was kind enough to just move in his life and heal him of leprosy, physical healing just like that. But once he gave thanks, Jesus says, oh, now you're totally well inside and out. That's the power of giving thanks. In Exodus 15, the Israelites have just crossed the Red Sea. You know the story. Death was literally breathing down their necks. And just in the nick of time, God parted those waters and led his people into life and into freedom. And as soon as they cross over on dry land, Moses and Miriam stop everything and everyone. And they start to sing a song of thanks to Yahweh before they do anything else. And all the people join in this beautiful song, singing, thank you, God, thank you, God. We can give thanks for God's goodness in our lives. I'm giving thanks for God's goodness in our church's life this year. There's nothing better than baptisms, is there? Baptisms this morning, that in this very place, at this very time in history, there are still people of all ages and all stories and all backgrounds who are falling in love with Jesus and trusting him with their lives, putting them into his hands, some for the very first time. My friends, it doesn't get any better than that. And I'm giving God thanks. I'm giving God thanks for the generous gifts given this year that mean that in the next month, we're gonna have the shower and laundry trailer for our community, the people that need it most. What a gift. Giving God thanks for people who are willing to take risk to love our homeless, vulnerable neighbors. I'm giving God thanks for the beautiful painting that's happening outside on our building and the way we're caring for this beautiful place that God has entrusted to us. Giving God thanks for new babies, for Ophelia, and for little Micah, who I haven't even seen yet because he's so fresh. All these ways that God is saying, oh, life is still stirring in this place. I'm giving God thanks for all of the ways that we get to love our community because that is some of the best stuff. For 500 people, they got to share a meal yesterday. For 20 people in our community who received a gift of thank you for being a good neighbor this week. They were totally unexpected. It was amazing. Giving God thanks for this time next week, we'll be getting ready to go and show up at our town's Christmas parade. And our praise band's gonna be the one singing carols that adore Jesus. And we're gonna get to give people Christmas books and just some Christmas joy because God has come. I'm thankful for the many folks that come into our church week in and week out to just receive some help, to just get a leg up, and they know that this is a place to come. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the kids and the teenagers that fill these halls all week long, and for a care team that ensures that nobody in this place is going to grieve alone. And I'm thankful for every single table that is set in this church and in homes where the people of the church gather together to seek God's face together. The people that say, Sundays at 10 is not enough. I need more. I need more of my community. I need more of my Jesus. I'm thankful for those tables. Amen. God is on the move, BCC. And he is on the move among us. And if you don't see it, then maybe this is your first Sunday, because it's everywhere. It's among us, and it is a blast to see. This is the stuff of life, and it's happening right here. And I give God thanks for that, for what he is doing, for his goodness in our lives. In my own life, I can easily give God thanks for my little baby boy, who is wild as can be, and sometimes a little bit cuddly, and he's so deeply loved. And I give thanks for my husband, who's so good to me and who cares for me every day. And I give thanks for the beauty that I see when I look outside my window, see those snow-covered mountains and those fir trees. I will never get tired of that view, especially from Texas. I still can't believe that's my view. I give thanks for a job that I love that's more than a job, but it's a calling. And for friends that make my life rich. I give thanks for a running car and a running heater and a running refrigerator. When was the last time you said, thank you, God, for a running refrigerator? That's a good thing. For all the ways that God has been good to me, I can give thanks. That is easy, is it not? Let us give thanks. Give thanks in all things. In all things. That means that we can somehow also give thanks when things are still hard and the clouds haven't quite lifted yet. That's what Paul does in Philippians 4. He is literally sitting in a Roman prison cell. He's not sure if he will make it out of that place alive. And in that place, he writes those words, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say rejoice. He does it again in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. In that chapter, he's talking about this thorn in his flesh. And he doesn't tell us what it was. We don't know. But it was something that he says tormented him. Something that was so painful in his life. And he says three times he asked God to just take this thing away. Anyone got a thorn that you've been begging God to just take it away already? The third time, God responds. And not by taking it away, but by saying, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For in your weakness, my power is made perfect. And so Paul begins to give thanks, even for that thing that is hurting him, because he sees in that place God's power in ways he would never know it otherwise. I remember months back when Yesenia posted on our church Facebook page asking for prayers for her own struggles with chronic pain. And she said in that post, I'm not asking you all to pray that God takes it away, but I'm asking that God would let me shine his goodness even in this hard place. She saw her pain as a reason to maybe even give thanks if it meant that somehow God could shine his power through her. We can give thanks in the fleas. We can give thanks in the pain, in all things. You all know that I've been struggling these past few weeks working on next year's budget for our church and anxious about this year's budget shortfalls. And I've been discouraged, just playing this record in my mind saying, God, our church is doing all of these things well and right. We are doing all these ways, Jesus, that we are really trying to love you in this place and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And I'm like, why? It doesn't make sense that with all this faithfulness that we're still struggling financially. And I tell you, there have been plenty of days in the last few weeks that I did not thank God for the deficit that we're in, but instead cried and shook my fist at heaven saying, God, this is gonna cost us. We can't do this. We can't sustain this. It's not right. It's not fair. It doesn't make sense. But then when I let that anxious reel stop, I know in my heart of hearts that BCC struggle to be financially stable is really just one of our thorns. It's that place where only God can move in and hold us up. And when he does, he gets all the glory. Not one person who writes a big check. No, God gets all the glory. And we just get to marvel at his miracle of grace among us again. Somehow it's gotten us 77 years down the road. His miracle of grace again. And so somehow I'm trying to preach to myself, and you can remind me, I can give God thanks even for the money that we are lacking, knowing that it sets the stage perfectly for God alone to take care of us. I've watched some of you in this room receive diagnoses that you did not want. I've walked with others of you through the loss of loved ones, through divorce, through struggles with kids and addiction, through job loss, you name it, someone in this room has been through it. And here you are, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and you just sung your heart out in worship to the living God. I have seen so many of you in this very room refuse, absolutely refuse, to become bitter by the curveballs that life throws at you. And instead, you have proclaimed in those very hard places that you will trust in God's goodness so that others might see him in you too. You have given thanks before the clouds have lifted. And in so doing, you have taught this pastor how to give thanks too. Thank you. I wonder, my brothers and sisters, what clouds haven't lifted in your life yet today? Dare you give God thanks even for that? That's when we really know he's good, when we can give him thanks. None of that works. We can give God thanks always, at least, at most, for God's character. Psalm 107, 1 through 3 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." If for some reason I'm struggling to feel grateful for all of my life circumstances, I can always at least say thanks to God for just who he is. And who is that, you ask? I'm really glad you asked. I love answering this question. Who is he? He is the creator and the sustainer of the universe and of my little bitty life. He is powerful over all, and yet he is mindful of me. He is the one who counts every number of hairs on my head, and he knows every thought I think before I think it. He is a God who is love, unconditional love, steadfast love, pursuing love. When I wasn't even looking to love him, he was already loving me. He is a God who chooses mercy and grace over punishment and condemnation a million times over. He is a God who would rather die than be without me. He is a God who is trustworthy and true. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He has always been and he is the God who always will be. He is a God who is kind. It is his kindness that leads us to repentance. And he is a God who is just. All of the wrong will have to come to light and it will be taken care of. He is a God who is righteous, and he is a God who is forgiving. And he is a God who hears the cries of his children and delights in their joy. A God who is tender and mighty, patient with us. A God who makes a home for us. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. If anyone needs a little bit of help getting into the spirit of gratitude this week, just do this. Just start naming who God is. And I guarantee it will not take you 5 minutes before you are just overwhelmed by it all, and you will be giving thanks in all things. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And finally, we can give thanks for all that God has done. Not just his goodness in my life today, but then add in for me 41 years before this, holy smokes, I need a really big journal. In 1 Kings chapter 8, King Solomon has just completed the temple. And he stands before the assembly of all the people. And before they do anything in that new place, they stop. And Solomon begins to retell all of the stories of how God has kept all of his covenants to his people up till now. Before we're going to do anything new in this place with God, he said, we're going to stop and we are going to give thanks for what God has already done among us. Have you ever just sat in the presence of God and let like this imaginary reel run through your mind? And you begin to just take all these glimpses of scenes from your whole life, from childhood to adolescence to early adulthood to now, and just let the scenes of God's goodness play through your mind, remembering how he has been good to you in every season, in every chapter. Maybe we haven't done that because maybe you're not weird like me, but you can, this morning we can kind of try it, okay? So look at the reel in your mind, picture it. And as you're looking at that reel, can you picture a time in your life when you just knew without a doubt how close God was to you? You could almost feel his arms around you. Oh, hasn't he been good? Can you remember a time when God just showed you in an overwhelming way how deeply he loved you? Can you picture that in your reel? Have you given him thanks for those times lately? Can you picture in this reel in your mind a time in your life when you were in a real pickle? And looking back, you still really can't believe that God found a way to get you out of it. Have you given him thanks for that lately? It's a big deal. As you picture that reel in your mind, can you think of a time when you knew that you had really messed up? Committed that sin that you were sure you would never commit. And then somehow on the other side of that, you experience the gift of God's grace. Have you given him thanks for that lately? In this reel in your mind, can you picture a little childhood you, maybe 8-year-old you, 10-year-old you? As a child, do you remember the desires you had in your heart? And can you look at your life now and see how many of those have actually come to be? It turns out God was eavesdropping on you, delighting and taking such good care of you. Have you given him thanks for that lately? What are some beautiful things that you've been able to see in your life? Can you see them again? What are some adventures that you've taken? Who are some wonderful people that you've met along the way? Have you given God thanks for all that he has done for you? That is a good way to prepare our hearts for whatever it is that he is still going to do. Give God thanks for all that he's already done. It might take a while. That's okay. He's worthy of a while, right? Let's just try it anyway. Give thanks in all things. Why? Because God's asked us to. 200 times. If that's not enough for why, then I don't know what is. It's what makes Jesus people actually look like Jesus in this world that we live in that is so focused on what we still want and what we don't like. And if God just telling us to give thanks isn't reason enough, maybe this will help. Psychology Today, it says that people who practice gratitude, who daily practice it, have lower rates of depression, they feel less pain, they have less stress, less insomnia, they have stronger immune systems, they experience healthier relationships, and they do better academically and professionally. So I guess God knew what he was doing when he commanded us over 200 times to just be grateful every day. Giving thanks, it makes us whole from the inside out. It opens the door for God's goodness to shine through what already is and for God to show his goodness in brand new ways too. There are few things more powerful in stirring up God's work among us than gratitude. And so friends, this Thanksgiving week, how about together we all try this? Rejoice in all things. Pray at all times. Give thanks in all circumstances. This week, how about every week? What do you say? Would you pray with me? Father God, I give you thanks for every single person in this room. I thank you that we get to be on this beautiful journey of seeking your beautiful face together. I thank you for your goodness in our lives right here, right now, today. I thank you for the clouds that have not yet lifted as they keep us on our knees before you, O Lord, knowing our need for you and creating space for you alone to move and have your way. I thank you for who you are, O God, that you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. And I thank you for all that you have already done. You are abundant in your goodness to us. And our hearts this day simply say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.